The question of how unity relates to multiplicity is among the oldest and most persistent problems in human thought. It appears in philosophy, theology, and science alike, often under different names but with a shared structure. How can a reality that appears fundamentally interconnected give rise to a world experienced as divided? How does a single ground of being produce a plurality of forms, objects, and perspectives? In its most classical formulation, this problem is expressed as the relationship between the one and the many. Philosophers across traditions have grappled with the apparent contradiction between unity and diversity. If reality is ultimately one, then multiplicity must be illusory or secondary. Yet if multiplicity is real, then unity becomes difficult to sustain as anything more than an abstraction. The tension lies in the fact that both intuitions appear equally compelling. The world presents itself as composed of distinct entities, yet these entities exist within systems of interdependence that suggest an underlying coherence. Early Greek philosophy provides one of the clearest articulations of this problem. Thinkers such as Parmenides argued for the primacy of unity, asserting that true reality must be unchanging and indivisible. In contrast, Heraclitus emphasized flux, multiplicity, and constant transformation. The divergence between these positions established a tension that would persist throughout the history of philosophy. Whether unity or change, permanence or multiplicity, constitutes the more fundamental aspect of reality. Later developments, particularly within Neoplatonism, attempted to reconcile this divide by proposing a hierarchical structure of reality. At the summit stands the One, an absolute unity beyond all differentiation, from which emanates a series of increasingly differentiated levels of existence. Multiplicity is thus not opposed to unity but derived from it. It is a secondary expression of a primary principle. This framework preserves both unity and diversity, but does so by establishing a clear asymmetry. Unity is fundamental, while multiplicity is dependent.